Think about the most influential person in your workplace. Chances are it's not necessarily the CEO or the person with the fanciest title. Maybe it's the project manager everyone wants on their team, or the colleague who somehow gets things done across departments without any formal authority. This reality challenges everything we've been taught about leadership. Most of us spend our careers waiting for the promotion, the corner office, the moment when we'll finally have permission to lead. But here's the truth that transformed leadership development at companies from Microsoft to the US military. 99% of all leadership happens from the middle of organizations, not the top. Leadership isn't about your position on the organizational chart. It's about influence, and influence can be exercised from anywhere. This insight has liberated countless professionals from the prison of positional thinking, allowing them to make meaningful impact right where they stand.
7 myths prevent middle leaders from maximizing their influence. The position myth says leadership requires a title, but Abraham Lincoln built extraordinary influence as a young lawyer through character, not authority. The destination myth convinces you to wait for a leadership position before developing skills. Backward logic, like showing up unprepared to a marathon. The influence myth promises titles create followers, but trust must be earned regardless of position. The inexperience myth makes middle leaders believe top leaders have complete control, when even CEOs face constraints. The freedom myth creates the illusion that higher positions bring fewer limitations, yet more responsibility often means more accountability. The potential myth convinces talented individuals they can't reach their potential without being at the top, ignoring countless influential middle leaders who transform organizations from within. The all-or-nothing myth leads capable leaders to give up entirely if they can't be in charge. These myths keep talented people from exercising influence where they are. The reality? You can lead from anywhere, because influencing others is about disposition, not position.
Leading from the middle presents distinct obstacles. The tension challenge creates uncertainty about your authority. You have power in some areas, but not others. Captain Michael Abrashoff transformed the USS Benfold by empowering his crew with clear boundaries. They could make independent decisions unless consequences might kill or injure someone, waste taxpayers' money, or damage the ship. The frustration challenge occurs when following ineffective leaders. The solution isn't fixing your leader, but adding value, developing relationships, identifying their strengths, and complementing their weaknesses. Your greatest limitation isn't the leader above you, it's the spirit within you. The multi-hat challenge requires balancing multiple responsibilities as situations demand. The ego challenge tests your ability to work without recognition. Middle leaders often remain hidden like the 90% of an iceberg below water. The vision challenge means championing a vision you didn't create. Become an informational conduit between top leadership and workers, then find ways to enhance the vision until it becomes your own.
Leading up requires balancing assertiveness and humility, starting with exceptional self-leadership. If you wouldn't follow yourself, why should anyone else? Self-leadership means managing 7 key areas: emotions, time, priorities, energy, thinking, words, and personal life. Kirk Nowery exemplifies this by consistently asking, "Is there anything I can do for you?" He anticipates needs, takes ownership of problems before they escalate, and maintains detailed follow-through. Your motives matter. Leaders quickly distinguish authentic support from political maneuvering. Being willing to do what others won't distinguishes exceptional middle leaders. As missionary David Livingston said when asked about good roads, "I want men who will come even if there is no road at all." This whatever it takes attitude means tackling tough jobs, working effectively in obscurity, and succeeding with difficult people. Invest in relational chemistry with your leader. Be prepared when taking their time, and become a go-to player through continuous improvement. The most successful upward leaders master disagreeing agreeably, presenting alternative viewpoints constructively while maintaining professional relationships even when perspectives differ. Leading peers without formal authority starts with earning respect by helping colleagues succeed.
The Leadership Loop provides a framework. Care about people, learn about them individually, appreciate their qualities, contribute value, verbalize affirmation, then lead. Shift from competing against peers to completing them, from scarcity thinking, me first, win-lose, to abundance thinking, organization first, win-win. Make it your goal to be a friend rather than find one. Listen attentively, find common ground outside work, stay available, maintain humor, and tell hard truths when others won't. Avoid office politics by refusing gossip, staying away from petty arguments, standing up for what's right, and sharing resources. Expand your circle of acquaintances. As Tim Sanders notes, value explodes with membership. Let the best idea win rather than fighting for your own, and be authentic about your weaknesses to build trust and influence. Leading down means earning influence by adding value, not wielding position. Walk slowly through the halls, connecting with your people. Coach Dick Vermeil exemplified this. When quarterback Kurt Warner's wife was hospitalized, Vermeil was there, demonstrating genuine care that earned lasting loyalty. See everyone as a 10 rather than a 2. When Kevin Myers was ready to close his struggling church after 3 years, his mentor told him, "If you've lost faith, borrow mine." Kevin persevered and now leads 3,400 people weekly. Catch people doing something right. Everyone excels at something. Place people in their strength zones. When people work in their strengths, employee turnover drops 50%, productivity rises 38%, and customer satisfaction increases 44%. Model the behavior you desire. Your attitude sets the workplace atmosphere. Your values determine decisions, and your character determines trust. As King David demonstrated, transforming from giant killer to developing other giant killers, followers inevitably become like their leaders. Transfer the vision and reward results to lead down effectively. Organizations with 360-degree leaders gain tremendous advantages. Leadership teams consistently outperform individuals because modern challenges are too complex for one person to master. Leading successfully at one level qualifies you for the next by building essential competencies. Good middle leaders make better top leaders because they understand the organization's full spectrum. Every time you add a good leader, the entire team improves through mentorship and support. 360-degree leaders possess 10 critical qualities: adaptability, discernment, perspective, communication, security, servanthood, resourcefulness, maturity, endurance, and accountability. Top leaders significantly impact whether middle leaders flourish or leave. Research shows 2/3 of employees quit primarily due to ineffective leadership. The view from the middle is often clearer than from the top. You see the strategic vision above, operational reality below, and collaborative possibilities around you. You don't need permission to add value, build relationships, or solve problems. The question isn't whether you have enough authority, it's whether you have enough courage to influence. Start where you are. Lead up by lightening your leader's load. Lead across by completing rather than competing. Lead down by developing followers. Leadership isn't about the position you hold, it's about the difference you make. And that difference can start today, right where you stand.